Since its founding, Valdez has been a port city on Prince William Sound. Ocean shipping and travel experiences throughout our history have run from uneventful to delightful to frightening. This month, we share with you some interesting stories and facts about our community's maritime history. The Alaska Steamship Company was a household name in much of coastal Alaska during the first half of the 1900s. It ran steamers from Seattle north through most of the communities along the Inside Passage and Prince William Sound, delivering supplies, mail, and passengers. During the many years that it sailed the Alaska route, some ships were lost. One such ship was the Olympia. The Olympia was 335 feet long and was built in 1885. She had sailed for years between Seattle and China and had been operating in Alaska for 6 years. On December 11, 1910, the Olympia was departing Cordova, bound for Valdez. 56 passengers plus crew were aboard. The Olympia encountered strong winds leaving Cordova. The winds increased to gale force as she rounded Knoll's Head and grew even stronger as she approached Valdez Arm. At 11:30 p.m., she began rolling heavily near Bly Island and was literally pushed onto the reef by the wind. The tide was falling, and the captain was afraid that the bottom would be ripped out and the ship would sink. Fortunately, though, she landed squarely on the reef and was firmly implanted. The captain sent a distress message to Cordova, but the cable offices there and in Seward were already closed for the night. Finally, someone was reached in Cordova, and the ship was sent out only to be turned back by severe weather. The next morning, the steamer Donaldson, stationed at Fort Liscomb in Valdez, started out to respond. Meanwhile, the passengers and crew were still on board the Olympia. During the night, fires started. Rising water coming in through holes in the hull put the fires out, but threatened the ship. Continuous waves crashing over the ship froze, covering the Olympia in thick ice. It was far too dangerous to launch lifeboats, but passengers and crew all donned life jackets, fearing that they would have to jump, even if a rescue vessel were to arrive. Finally, the steamer Donaldson reached the Olympia, 15 hours after she ran aground. The wind had died by this time, and all passengers and crew were saved. While everyone at the time thought the ship would sink soon afterwards, she actually remained hard aground for 12 years until she finally went to pieces from constant exposure to the elements. To learn more about Valdez's rich history, visit the Valdez Museum and the Valdez Museum Annex, open daily all summer.